Technogram focuses on latest technologies, solutions and their potential to transform customer operations while enhancing partner businesses. The episodes include insightful sessions on reimagining the digital future. Hello and welcome to Technogram, Redington's podcast where we talk about the digital future. I'm Janice Regulini, the Communications and Media Manager at Redington. And today we have Rawat Ayesh, who is the President for Saudi Arabia for Redington. Hi Rawat, nice to have you here.
Hi Janice, nice to have you in Saudi.
Yeah, it's my first time.
Amazing, welcome to Saudi.
Thank you so much. It's been a great experience so far. And how are you finding the whole show at LEAP?
LEAP is a great place. This is the third edition of LEAP. It's a great place to meet people. It's a great place to, we are receiving a lot of delegates from outside of Saudi Arabia. So every vendor, every technology partner is trying to bring their senior people to Saudi to see the opportunity here, which is great for us.
Can you tell us a little bit about your day-to-day activities? Like, how does your day look on a regular day? What does it entail for you?
So as you said, I take care of Redington's business in Saudi Arabia. So it's a multiple business that consists of many strategic business units, go-to-market, and other support function from marketing to finance to credit. So it's quite an all-rounded activity. I try to manage my time in a way where I spend time outside the office on daily basis. So at least I try to spend 2 hours a day minimum outside the office. So I go meet partners, I meet vendors. I meet people in the industry just to be aware of what's happening outside.
That's amazing.
We have a lot of inside work as well, where lots of follow-up, lots of things have to be done internally. But my style of work is more of it's called democratic leadership. I'm a hands-off guy. So okay. I trust people that works with me. I give good delegation of work, and that's how I keep time for myself. That's how I have time to go out. Otherwise, you get stuck in.
It's amazing that you make this time and you make it happen. Especially leaders in this position, it's important for them to know as well what is happening in the market and have that face-to-face conversations with our ecosystem.
To be able to have an outside-in view. You have to hear from partners. You have to hear from vendors. You have to know what's happening on the outer world.
Rawat, I'm really curious to know about your background. How did you get into Redington, and what were you doing before that?
So I'm okay. I'll start by I studied industrial engineering, and then I moved into assembly or manufacturing after graduating, and I worked with HP. HP was having an assembly line in Saudi Arabia, and I happened to be graduating at that point of time. I joined HP, worked there for 4+ years, and Redington was a partner, and still a partner to HP at that. And that's where I got to know HP, and I reached a stage after less than 5 years where I got bored of working in the assembly, of working in the background. I was more of an extrovert. I'm somebody who likes to meet people, explore things, and I started getting bored. And then this Redington came in. I know the people. They said, "Why don't you join us?" And then I moved to sales completely.
Okay.
That was 2007.
Wow.
So 16+ years I've been with Redington. Amazing journey.
I can imagine 16 years in one company. Wow. Can you tell me if you have noticed a difference within yourself from the time that you have joined until today? What have been some of your biggest wins at Redington, or any kind of memories that you want to talk about?
Interesting. I'll tell you, it's a different me. If I compare myself to before joining Redington to myself today, it's a different me.
What has changed? I would love to know that.
Look, the main thing is, I'll tell you, somebody coming from engineering background, works in manufacturing. The hierarchy is very stiff in those organizations. It's an assembler, a supervisor, a manager, a unit manager. It's very stiff, and there is very less interaction between divisions. So it's everything is processed. Everything. When I joined Redington, I'm coming with from that background of very stiff hierarchy, very stiff procedures and rules and responsibilities, to a place where everybody is a manager, yet no one is a manager. So I came to a place, I felt lost at the beginning. And how can I deal with that? You have to work with multiple functions, multiple support functions, multiple sales unit or business units, and nobody reports to the other. Everybody is equal in that system. And it was quite challenging for me. I was at a point of time, first 2-3 months, I was thinking, should I continue or not?
Okay.
You know, and then I decided, no, something is good in this system, because I know people who are staying for a long time.
Right.
Something is wrong in the system, then probably I'll have to change. And this is where my journey of change started. And today I'm much more mellowed down person, much more somebody who really knows how to get work done without authority.
Right.
And I think this is the trick in Redington. You can lead without a post. You can achieve whatever you want without a post. It's not the post that matters the most in Redington. It's the leadership skills.
Right, getting the job done, right?
Absolutely.
Prabhat, you've been here for so many years. I think it will be interesting to hear from your perspective how the market has evolved over the last decade or so, and what difference are you seeing in the channel partners?
Look, the market is changing as Saudi is changing completely, especially in the last 7 years. The momentum of change is unseen or unheard of. Changing a culture, changing a mindset of people is not easy, but the leadership of Saudi Arabia is doing it in a perfect way. I'm sure there will be case studies that will be taught in universities around how Prince Mohammed bin Salman have really driven that change at a country level. We know it. We try to change things at the company level, and we receive lots of resistance and lots of, you know, people doesn't like change.
Yeah, change of any nature is difficult to accept.
To drive it at a nation level, to drive it at a country of 35 million people is not easy. And we can see it changing, and the momentum is there. It will just move to the best now. Now, how the partners are changing into that, I think the market is maturing. This is the difference. We can see market is maturing. So partners are not only today a sub-distributor or somebody who will move boxes. Partners are acquiring more and more knowledge, acquiring more and more skill sets, more and more things that sets them apart from each other. And I think now, globally, not only regionally, everybody wants a part of what's happening in Saudi Arabia. Everybody wants to be there. So there are two types of people now. Either people who are established, or they're looking forward to establish in Saudi. You know, it's right. Everybody wants to take part of that massive GDP growth and giga projects that Saudi is launching. This will improve the level of maturity and commitment to this market. And we are really looking forward for that, because that will make our work as a distributor less complicated.
Right. So in terms of technology, what are you seeing within the channel ecosystem? Which technology is driving the most business?
Today we are at the time of setting infrastructures. Okay. So the most that works is compute, from in terms of servers and storage. Of course, there is lots of building of data centers, so that data center business is driving that growth. But from a future perspective, AI is what the investment is happening, is where the big investments are happening. Of course, I said data centers, that means cloud, right? So cloud, we have heard yesterday about a huge investment from AWS, $5.3 billion, if I'm not mistaken, by 2026. And we find a lot of investments happening there. There are lots of investments happening in the Giga projects, in NEOM, in Red Sea Global, in Gidea, and this is all an infrastructure work. So this is the time of infrastructure, of cloud, and preparing ourselves for the future, preparing ourselves for AI and IoT. Now, what will boost, but in 3 years from now, is the endpoint solutions. Mm-hmm. Because after the infrastructure is ready, now those Giga projects are ready, then you will find people moving in. And this is where endpoint solutions will start to get in demand. PCs, Sprint, phones, all what's related to endpoint.
So we should really be able to predict what will be the next demand from the market and then prepare our partners to kind of be ready for that.
Definitely. That's what we are seeing. We're working with our partners to educate them. We are really helping them to foresee and forecast the future and get them prepared for that. And we've seen a lot of our what used to be called as the channel partners or the sub-distributors, whom with Redington's help are moving to commercial, to SMEs, and to enterprise.
Okay. I have a last question for you before I let you go. What kind of a message or advice would you give people who are joining Redington and who's looking to make a career in the technology world?
Look, Redington is a fair organization. Redington provides equality. Redington provides fair opportunities for everybody. Yet with the growth that Redington is foreseeing, maybe our systems are sometimes complicated or looks complicated. My only suggestion, hold on to it in Redington for some time. It will be an enjoyable journey. It will be a nice ride. Just hold on. And we always see that people drops out in the first 2 years. But the system is very fair. So again, same request or suggestion. Hold on. It's a great place to be in. You will learn a lot. And you can make much bigger impact compared to any other place that you work on. We represent majority of the IT vendors. We represent majority of the industry. Being in Redington is being at the center of the industry. It's up to you how much you can create impact. The platform is ready, the system is supportive, and if you want to create impact and make impact in this industry, this is the best place to be in.
Thank you, Rawat. Thank you so much for joining us. Had some really great insights from you and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.